club face Other Shaney at Tavshin Samui Gimel. When did you first meet the Rosh Hashiva? What was the first recollection you have seeing the Rosh Hashiva?
I came to Lakewood as a young kid when I was just 15 in Tavshin Tesvov. I must have seen the Rosh Hashiva before, but I really...
Did your father live in Lakewood then?
No, my father didn't live in Lakewood, but my father was very instrumental in making and establishing the original Koilel in White Plains, which was later given over to the Rosh Hashiva, who took it to Lakewood.
But your father, when they went from White Plains to Lakewood, your father didn't go with them?
He did not go.
But later on, he moved
to Lakewood. He always kept a very close relationship with the Rosh Hashiva. I think he even... The Baal Tefila used to come for Yom Noyim, I think once or twice. I even think he must have been a Baal Tefila there. And he kept a very close relationship with the Shiva all over all the years. And but I, as a since the Shiva, in order to even to speak to him, it was the pachat. I mean, the years COVID that I remember is when I first came to Lakewood. Well, you got the courage just to go and say Shalom Aleichem. Took a lot of courage. So I don't recollect any contact or any close contact with the Shiva before I came to Lakewood. So I'm sure I must have seen him at different occasions.
But you came to learn by Rami Mintz. Is that when you first came?
When I first came, we had the Chabura by Rami Mintz, the Chabura about 7 or 8. We learned in the Forest Avenue, the 617 Forest Avenue, 6th Street building, which is not around anymore, the original building. The Smedes had been moved to Forest Avenue, and we were on the 617 6th Street building. The first Smedes.
The first building, which was became a dormitory and a dining room.
A dormitory and a dining room, but there was a big room that was still used as a Smedes, which we learned. say that by the Biskarov, there was such a thing. Those used to come by the Biskarov would also stand with such a Yiras HaKovet that I haven't, you know, I hadn't seen that in all my years or being boiled in by the Yeshiva. So in the Yeshiva, so the Hanhoga was the Hanhoga of a Yiras HaKovet, but when you would take him and you would drive him, and I mean, that's the way I felt. And there was a whole different side to his personality, a Teichkeit, a softness with a, are you comfortable in heat, are you sure that you have enough to eat? And he would, even with his always leading and learning, when he was eating, the Gemara was always open and he was always thinking about the shear. But nevertheless, he would always say, are you sure you're eating, and take some more and make sure that you eat, are you comfortable, and make sure that you have a bed. And he would come and see that there's a bed, and there's a pillow, and there's a mat, and there's covers, and like there was the softness and the ava that he had to talmid him into every his soil. That was something that you didn't see in the yeshiva, being that in the yeshiva you were just yachas was one of as a godel hadayis as the yeshiva. But it was really a pella that the same person had in himself such another side to his personality, the soft, warm side to his personality. He would drive, he would be always concerned if you're not tired, and that you're not driving too fast. He wasn't only concerned for his own safety, he was the safety of the Bocher who was, a Bocher, she was then 70, and the Bocher was, could have been 18, 19 years old, but the Tiachis was a Gvalda Geharuch, which Ad Hayoim is something which that one person can have, such two different sides to a personality, and two so different, and they were able to be fit and be blend into one person. The devil which I haven't seen. I have seen Gedolim who were soft. A soft mensch. You have mentioned that Kif, they have persons, and they look, everyone looked at that barn and said, well, they get tacky for the stick of a captain. It was a mackpit. But it wasn't, that wasn't true that he had in his personality a Gvaldiger Teichkeit. And his kapdonis, whenever it was only, you know, it came from his dastrid, and that came from his paskin. That's the way it had to be, not because that's the way his personality happened to be. His personality, a vamamich.
Do you remember any of the conversations that you had with him when you took him in the car, or anything that you can remember specifically?
One thing, like the regular one. One thing I remember at Hayoim, I was supposed to drive him back to Lakewood from New York, and it was snowing, and it was slippery, and it was snowing most of the day. So the Everton didn't want to let him go back to Lakewood. That was not too long after the accident when he fell out. When the car skidded and he fell out, and he broke his back or his neck. So she was very nervous, and she didn't want to let him go. So he said, and it was Thursday, he wanted to get back to Shiva. He had to say to Shiva. So he made up with her, okay, he'll take a bus and drive him to the Port Authority, and he'll take the bus. Okay, as we got into the car, we started driving, so ready the snow had stopped and the roads were already getting clear. So I told him, you thought that it was the roads were slippery and icy, but the road is clear, no problem, we'll drive slow and we'll drive. You would have to take the sheet to Manhattan, it's all out of the way, and just left it with a bus, and it was in those days, the bus was an hour and a half, an hour, 45 minutes. And he thinks, doctor, and he can't do that because since he told his Ebbetson that he was going to go with the bus, if she'll find out that he didn't listen and he went with the car, even if he'll start explaining, she can't do that to her. They gesucht, also it game with the bus, also game with the bus, how to drive him. Like his concern in his benotim lechaveroif is that his wife shouldn't be upset. Lemaisa there's kind of moifis to them because on the way, driving back to Lakewood, so the car broke down and the battery went dead. And Ricky said it was a whole LASIK until I got the car going and I'd go into a garage and then I was afraid that he would come to the bus station. I wouldn't be there. He'll get nervous and he wouldn't know how to drive fast. And if he would have been in the car, I would have been all nervous. So it was a moifis that he tagged didn't.
They didn't go with you.
That he didn't go with me.
So who picked him up at the station? Actually?
No, but I came. But Lemaisa, I just came as the bus was pulling in. I had to drive fast. But he would have been nervous if I had to drive fast because it was sport. The roads were wet. But since he wasn't in the car, and I was afraid that I'll miss him, and then he'll come to the bus station and there's nobody there. I'm not there to pick him up. He'll start worrying. Then I just came as the bus was mamish pulling in. So I came. But my limit from that mice is before I mentioned. A mensch sagt a Wort, wieviel a mensch has to be a chroi for his word, even though he had 100 terutzim, and he would have been able to be mad with it, that it was he came and he saw that the roads were clear, he gave him sein Wort to sein Herbert, so he had a, that mice, that I remember. More than that, I really can't, as of the moment.
Do you remember a Dvar Loch that he told you? You asked him, Shaila, and Dvar Loch.
I did ask him how to, I'm learning.
Do you remember a Loch or something?
Even though he didn't really like to speak to the driver, he felt that it was, correct, I don't remember. I mean, it's a mice of almost 45 years already.
Yeah.
45 years. I don't remember. I'll see if I can remember, so I'll let you know.
So, so let's go right there. So, let's say now, when you were holding in the Parsha of Shiduchim, did you speak anything with the Rosh Hashiva about your Shiduchim?
I didn't hold in the Parsha of Shiduchim until I went to Israel.
So there was
his Petita. I didn't start the Shiduchim until after his Petita, and I was there. Down to the essence of the person was time to say I've never seen it in so clearly into such a such a sharp extent.
Do you remember the receiver ever discussing with you anything of like political nature, like about the Aguda, Chinuchat Smoy, the Medina, the Holocaust, anything like that?
I was too young for that. He used to say, I mean, Yom Tovim, when he was in the yeshiva, and he used to say, he used to speak about Gedolei Maisim, and Pesach, since I was a Shtotish Ahidia, so, he used to go by different Gelegenheits. I really don't remember he spoke about Gedolim, about Maisim, and I'm pretty sure that at certain Gelegenheits, at certain opportunities, he applied it to the current event. But I can't remember.
Now, when did your father move back to Lakewood? What year was that?
He moved back in Tovshin Tezdayin, if I'm not mistaken.
What year was in the Goyish year that you, when you were 15, what was the Goyish year?
That was 1955, that's when I came to Lakewood, and I think my parents moved back to Lakewood either in 1956 or 1957.
Now, do you ever remember him speaking to your parents? Did you ever speak to your mother?
I don't remember.
Or to your father, that you can remember? Didn't want Rebbe Levert to come.
to see, wanted to see that yeshiva should be but to get him to give a, to give some bochum from the yeshiva by with the Kriyas Yams. He had to fight tooth and nail for every bochum to leave. And especially if I had really bad, it was from the, you know, he's also, he was from the younger ones then, he wasn't from the older ones. But he wouldn't let him go. But the Masa Umatim, that was, this move, I was in with Abnossin, did I? Don't think Abnossin was then involved. But like, I didn't have,
you didn't really discuss it with them or anything. I mean, Mr. Shmuel, that was just for you to go. I'm asking for you to go.
Yeah.
Is there any other,
anything
striking, mices that you can remember? I mean, can you tell me, what was the difference in the style between the Shir and the Shmuz?
I mean, you can see that the, I mean, you can see that the, that the, that the shiurim were such a, it was Moise, it was such a part of his nefesh, like that the shmuzim was, even though every shmuz was also the shir in Agoda, wasn't the shmuz. Much as I remember, the shmuzim weren't, it wasn't the ayoinis, it wasn't machshovis, and the, but the Bren, and the, that it, someone was, he felt someone was trying to take away a stickle of a shear, that they could use him from the hashtag heart, that you didn't, oh, go put him back. That was my hagosha. That wasn't the, he didn't feel that as much by a shmuz, even though they did, the shmuz were very merugoshim, they were very, but the feeling that went into a shir, saw that the person like that, I know, that also the ganze mensch liegt in the shir, that you didn't, that Al Kapon, I didn't feel that in the shmuz, you know, the shmuz, and they were maruches, the shmuz, and those, I really don't feel this is to call the shmuz. It was a maruch, it was a shir in Musar, a shir in Ashkofes Achayim, a shir in Chayvus Halavos. The person has to act, the person has to act. Of the Yochid to a Tzibur.
Well, when you came back from St. Louis and you wanted to go to Eretz Israel, can you discuss that with him? Instead of staying in Yeshiva.
Yeah, I think that all set up, nothing that's up. I was afraid to do that. I didn't have the chutzpah to speak to him personally about it. So I think Abnossin was the one really that was able to tell him that he shouldn't be acquitted for going to learn Kochim in Greece. And by then it was ready sick then, it was ready to last. But he left about a month before, weeks before his petition. I was afraid to broach that subject.
Sir Nussin,
Nussin was the one that did the work for us.
And Nellie Bear was already in Eretz Yisrael then.
No, we went together.
So you, since you were a Hikebach, and you, so you must have seen the Rosh Hashiva and Yom Tovim when the Bava Batim would maybe come into the Sukkah or come to the Seder from the Brunswick Hotel. How was was his relationship with the Bala? Ever see him speak to the Bala Batim?
The Seder, I would like the Seder, but the Yomim Tehidim, he has, it was the Simchus Beis HaShehivo, Bala Batim, there was some Bala Batim, Al-Stad, he was very Makariv. Young Bokas, I didn't really know any of the names of the big time names. I really can't.
You say he was Makarov, what way, Mr. Alstatter?
Well, now you say hello to somebody with a smile and with the down the way he sits and the Yachas, how you give me Shalom Aleichem. It's a friendliness with the Ave, with the Shmeichel.
Is there any mice that you tell over to tell me them that you know, when you want to bring out a point or mice that you remember about the Rishiva that you say over?
I'll have to think that over. But offhand, I can't remember. He comes into the room as soon as he comes in. but he didn't throw me out, and I was still living, and he was shaking me like a, mommy's like a lulav, with all the slavas that he was, it bothered in the kashin. When it, kashin, no matter how old was I, 17, 18, I don't remember, feel a younger bochet, and we break that kashin. The matter went a couple of days, and he came back, the first thing he said, I just come from New York, just got out of the car. He ran in and get me shechted. I gotta tell him, and we versteht was mir jetzt, I was so happy just to catch my breath and to be able to. It's
I had to be so mechanic and told me a similar story. Said, Mama says, I was like, he took him by the lapels, and it was shaking him. It was shaking him. And he stood much higher than him, but he was shaking him. He says, hey, Mama, she had a pachat. Like, he was so scared.
Okay, in case I'll think of anything else, I can add, I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you, and for your stabas, thank you very much.